Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right that way. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, just being part of the conversation, part of the solution. After the break, I'm going to pull Pete Santilli on and host of the Pete Santilli Show. And Pete and I, we really just started to know each other this year. Another... you know, strong conservative voice. He's actually done time for his conservative voice. And like me and like many other conservatives who aren't really afraid of saying much of anything on the air, he has been hit by, you know, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and the rest of it. Again, YouTube pulled another one of his channels down. And if you don't think this is for real, Kimberly Marin sent me a text, and she was telling me that they have... when she was Googling or doing whatever she does, you know me, I'm always up on terminologies. But when she was trying to get to President Trump's page earlier, when she was, searching on his name on Facebook, she was going to Joe Biden's page. And I said, come on, you don't know how to type. That's the problem. And so, no, she tried it a couple of more times, and she could not get in. So... I tried it, and it works for me, but it might be, that some of these big tech companies, they know how to manipulate these IP addresses. They know how to make this stuff work. So, Pete's going to join me to talk about what we can do, what we can't do, how much noise we can make or not make, how you guys have to keep supporting people like myself, because that's how you fix it. You push back, you fight back. Some of us that are willing to complete or continue fighting, we need help fighting. It's really that simple. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure all this stuff out. You know, I had said earlier, and somebody sent me some more information on it, real information on it. The New York Times has paid zero federal income tax in 2017 on earnings of over $100 million. Zero. Zero income tax. Because they write off everything. Now, the IRS, that company you want to stay with and buy... space on, the IRS is suing Facebook for $9 billion in unpaid taxes. But it's much more important to talk about President Trump. One of the most powerful information companies on the planet, between them and Google, owes the federal government $9 billion and won't pay it. I'm sorry. So stay on Facebook. Keep giving them money so they can keep coming after, President Trump. This is what I don't get. You know, you've heard my frustration before. So I'm going to give you some more frustration. All right? You don't listen to it. You can always change the station momentarily. I had an issue the other day where I have hundreds and hundreds of parents in the area that I live in will send me, get the schools open, got to find a way to get the schools open, get the schools open, got to find a way to get the schools open. And I save those emails, not to pound on them, but to show others and say, look, I've got people wanting to get these schools open. So I send out, painstakingly, sorry, but went through, and I sent out an email to every one of those. I need your help. There is an opportunity here where the county is going to take this up. They need your help. They need your support. They need to be able to show that you are, that there are parents out there that want these schools opened. So after sending quite a few hundred out and asking them to resend to quite a few to their friends, what they ended up getting was less than 30 emails from people who were on board with us. So you have 300 or 400 or 500 people that are saying, get the school, I'll do anything, I'll help out, get the schools open. When you ask to help out, you get 50 people return. So we conservatives, we're terrible at this. No, I mean, sincerely, some of this stuff, we're terrible. They will show up, and they did in this case, what they did was they jammed the phone lines early in the morning, and it was okay. My people kept saying, well, we have jobs. Right. So then you keep losing. Right? Take a personal day. You do it with everything else. Take a personal day. That simple. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? It's a question I have on a regular basis. 855-RUALJOE. 855-732-5563. And as you know, I've always said it, and it's true. Not because I say it. It's true because it's true. Okay? I mean, that simple. And it doesn't matter at all what CNN, MSNBC, ABCD, EFG says. These guys are going to do everything they can to cover for Joe Biden. And I mean everything. CNN claims that Biden didn't call Trump's China travel restrictions xenophobic, or xenophobic, whatever you want to say. Well, actually, he did. He put out a tweet, and in that little interweb world, these things just don't go away. Right? And then he had his buddy, Wallace, stick up for him. It's nuts. So with Donald Trump, and again, it's right here in black and white, blue and white, whatever color you want to put it up there. When Trump tweeted out, I always treat the Chinese virus very seriously. They've done a very good job from the beginning, including a very early decision to close the borders from China. What does Joe respond with? Hey, stop the xenophobia, the xenophobic fear. Be honest. Take responsibility. Yeah, he never said that. These guys are amazing. So I'm going to see your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Pete Santilli will join me after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy.
Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. No, oh, there we are. We are back. Dorothy, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5560. We really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Being involved, being engaged. So, you know, you got to be involved. You got to be engaged. You have to have a clue. Would you agree with that? Because if you don't have a clue as to what's going on, then you don't even know what to look for. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay, you talk about, you know, again, is it truly that nobody's above the law? Do we really believe that still? Because I'm really not buying it anymore. It's that simple. Right? And when you look at who's being arrested for what charges are going where, it's quite infuriating. Unless you're brain dead. St. Louis protesters, they won't be charged with the, with that face-off in June with the armed couple. Oh yeah, they're not going to be charged with trespassing or anything. I want you to think about that. Right? You got prosecutors in St. Louis. They said they're not going to pursue charges. they're not going to pursue trespassing charges against 9 Black Lives Matter protesters who walked onto the lawn of a gun. Remember that? They broke one of the fences. It wasn't just them going by and threatening. Okay? It'd be that simple. It'd be that simple to look at it. Well, wait a minute. Look at the tapes. Look at the video. They're pulling down the fences. Right? And they're threatening this guy. And what are they supposed to do? Sit there. Oh, shh. Those are BLM members. Can't say anything. Can't do anything. Deputy City Councilor Michael Garvin said the prosecutors reviewed several videos. And, Mark and Patricia McCloskey. They decided not to pursue the case, but after consideration of all factors, the city council determined that prosecution is not warranted against these particular individuals. Garvin told the network in a statement, having reached that conclusion, all charges were refused. Now, the caught on video encounter between the McCloskeys and the group of demonstrators outside their mansion on a private St. Louis road, not a public road, but a private road. They had no business being there. The felony charge of unlawful use of a weapon is pending. The pair said they felt their lives were in danger. McCloskey is seen in the footage. You know, he's the guy that's waving the AR-15. And his wife has a semi-automatic. She looks like a teacher with it in her hand, like she's pointing at somebody. The video shows a couple exchanging words with protesters, several of whom walk onto the lawn, but the marchers move on without incident. Now, again, whether it was one or 20 of them, okay? It doesn't matter. Whether there's one or 20 of them, the idea that they would, again, break down private property, go onto private property and threaten people, shows you that there is a difference. There's a big difference between I don't even know what to call it. There are two levels of justice. Right? If you're a rioter, if you're part of Antifa, if you're part of BLM, or you're somehow related to the Clintons, nothing ever happens to you. If you're a Democrat with power, nothing ever happens to you. A lawyer for the couple told St. Louis Post-Dispatch that the prosecutor's decision doesn't change the fact that the protesters trespassed. Now, that's the other thing, too. These AGs or DAs or whatever they are in the system, it's amazing how much they do get away with. No, come on, really. They can decide or not decide to prosecute. And this is the stuff, if I was an attorney, I'd be looking and say, wait a minute. We have people who threatened lives who showed up in large numbers, who pushed a fence down, went on a private property, they were told to leave, and a couple who simply brandished weapons to show that they had them and were willing to protect themselves, they're the ones that are going to have to pay the big bucks to protect them, to defend themselves. Now, what planet does that make sense? It was clearly trespassing, and the McCloskeys were clearly within their rights to do what they did. That's according to Joel Schwartz, their attorney. And it's not going to stop there. You and I, well, you, me, and a couple million other people, we know this is true. Because you're seeing it over and over and over again. Back to Joey B's lies. Santilli's having some technical issues, so we probably won't get him on. Yeah, it's kind of complicated. But, well, like Joey B, he's kind of complicated, right? But this is what they do. Now, Joe Biden kept denying the things that Trump accused him of saying. Chris Wallace kept protecting his butt, Biden's. And the funny thing about it, that would make Chris Wallace an A to a liar. I mean, really, seriously, if he sits there as supposedly a journalist that he says he is, I guess his dad's stuff is rubbing off on him, and he is backing up Joe Biden in his lies. He's either a lousy journalist or a flat-out liar. Which one? You choose. When Joe Biden said that he wasn't, that he never said, used a xenophobic term, and that was going all around the place at the time, I would love to grab a clip. Anybody know about a clip with Chris Wallace in it talking about how Joe Biden made that connection with that term? Because if the clip is out there, that will show not that Wallace made a mistake, but that Wallace actually lied. I'm sorry, I'm not buying this stuff anymore. I'm not buying that Chris Wallace doesn't remember he said that. Not going to happen. CNN uses the narrow timeline on the day the restrictions were unveiled to shield Biden. Perhaps Biden's allegations of xenophobia weren't aimed at the travel restrictions on the day. But then he came back and said, hey, really, he never took a position on the Chinese thing. Not true. We know it's not true. So CNN's full report, you ready for this one? Don't have any liquid in your mouth, just like I did. I will never understand this. The campaigns of the Biden's January 1st accusations of Trump had a record of hysterical xenophobia, and that's what he was talking about. Yeah. Okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 84, the nays are 10. The bill is passed.
Just hours before funding was to run out, the Senate has aligned with the House, approving a measure that will keep the government running through December 11th. The bill now heads to President Trump for his signature. Over in the House, a new round of coronavirus aid has been postponed to allow more talks with the Trump administration on a more bipartisan plan. Earlier, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell expressed frustration that the package has been stalled again.
I've made it clear, and my colleagues have as well, that we would like to see another rescue package. We actually had a vote on one that included, by the way, coverage for pre-existing conditions. Just a few weeks ago, every single Democrat prevented us from moving forward with that bill.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said.
Now, look, some of you can't see it. I know, because it's pure radio. But I've got defending the Constitution without shooting anybody. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, so the Brad Stein, look him up online, and Rick Green, who'll be on with me in the next hour, did this years ago, a couple years back. And they do it, I believe it's right from Constitution Hall, and they talk about what our founding fathers were talking about. Really what it took to put the Declaration of Independence together. And what they said about it. See, what you never hear about in school, what you never read about in the books, is truly the letters that our founding fathers wrote to each other, what they talked about. And the thing behind that is that if you don't really know where their heart was at, what they were talking about, what they wanted to do, then this means nothing. For all intents and purposes, it all just frankly and honestly means nothing. So, here's what I'm going to do with you. I'll give you some time, because usually I don't give you enough time, and I forget, and yada, yada, yada. So, and I don't do it on purpose. It just happens. So, what I want you to do is send an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and just say, I want the DVD. All right? joe@therealside.com. And simply say, I want the DVD. It ain't that hard, right? And I will send, I promise, I will send you that DVD. Defending the Constitution. And, yeah, can you see that? I can't see it. All right, anyway, back to real stuff, for lack of a better term. So since they're fact-checking, since we're fact-checking, now, there was a couple of groups out last night, and I counted almost 35 lies that Joe Biden told. 35. You remember, you know, it's they'll never call him a liar. We already know that. But one of them, right? Here's a fact that the transcript shows that Trump did not refuse to denounce or condone or condemn white supremacy. And major headlines all over the place were that Trump refused to denounce the white supremacy. He told them to stand back and stand by. Now, he was talking about the Proud Boys movement. Now, he doesn't know much about them. He admitted that today. He said, I don't know anything about them. I don't know them. But he said again today that he denounced white supremacy. So, stand back and stand by is what he said during the debate. President Trump again refused to condemn white supremacy, is what CNN is posting. Donald Trump refuses to condemn white supremacy at the presidential debate. Trump refused. I mean, they just keep every one of their, and it doesn't work for them, every one of their titles was around him refusing to do that. And maybe they figured if they said it enough times, people would actually believe it. I don't know. They got to compare all those headlines to the actual transcript. Wallace asks, are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups? Trump says, sure. What do they want? A 25-minute response? Wallace says, okay. And to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha, and as we've seen in Portland, Trump again says, sure, I'm prepared to do it. But I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing. I'm willing to do anything. Yeah, see, now the left will never admit that their people are causing any of these problems. They really do. You talk to them, it's all right. Everything that's being done is being done by right-wing lunatics. So he says, from what I see, it's the left wing, not the right wing. I'm not willing to do anything. I want to see peace. Wallace says, then do it, sir. Biden says, do it. Say it. Yeah, not 2-1-1, is it? Trump says, what do you want me to call them? Give me a name. Wallace says, white supremacists, right-wing militias. Well, they're not right-wing militias. Biden says, Proud Boys. Trump says, okay, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what, somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left. They didn't want to hear that. They didn't respond to that. Right? I mean, that's simple. So it's absolutely accurate that Trump told the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. Many people interpreted that statement to be insufficiently critical, although some people think it had to do more with Trump's sloppy speaking style, right? And hostility towards the question. I would have been irritated too. Hey, you got two guys ganging up on me, telling me what they want me to say and how they want me to say it. Not going to happen. See, I wouldn't have said anything about the Proud Boys. I would have just said, I condone any kind of white supremacy. I condone whether it's done by the left-wing militia, Antifa, BLM. He missed so many opportunities last night. And I know I've been in those situations. You're irritated. They're attacking you. I would have flipped that right around and said, you know what? I'll do it. I'll do it when you two can both say something about Antifa, that it does exist, that it once caused the problems, that it's BLM. You've seen them burning these places down. When you will admit that that's what's happening and you will condone that, I'll do the same thing by name with this group. But for now, I will say I'm against any kind of white supremacy and any kind of violence that tries to prove it. That's what I would do. What are they going to push back on? Chris Wallace, look, you old timers that have been listening to me for years, I have never liked the man. He has never been an honor. Well, look who his dad is. Mike Wallace tried to nail George Bush with information he never checked out. So what would you expect from the son? Really? And we've seen the hostility, more and more of it. For you guys that are dyed-in-the-wool Fox lovers, I don't get it. All right, I'm going to try to be nice to you, although it's hard for me to do. How do you stick around on Facebook? How do you stick around on Twitter? How do you stick around on Fox? Are you a sympathizer to the left? Do you think just because you can say, well, I just watch Fox News, that makes you okay? Because it doesn't. Listen to what they're saying. There are three people. Oh, well, okay, I'm not going to be that broad brush. Brett Baer is a news guy. I don't always like the way he puts something, but 98% of the time, he's honest, he's real, he's fair, and he lays it out in fact. So Brett Baer I like. Then you got Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, and Tucker Carlson. And there is no wavering with those three. They consistently pound on the news for being fake. And even with Hannity, who makes me crazy because he keeps using the same terms over and over again, he lays it out there. And he shows you the hypocrisy that I just love. If I had a small team, I would do the same thing. Every night, I would pound away at their lies. And maybe we'll do that. We'll start doing the lying hour. How's that? We'll pay and speak to the lies that they consistently tell. You know, it's so funny how they're pounding on Trump to condemn white supremacy from the same group for 4 months that wouldn't call them riots. They kept calling them peaceful protests. Talk about being... See, you have to use words like they're disingenuous. They're not telling the truth. No, they're liars, actually. Just flat-out liars. You know, the line is still murky is, you know, I don't know, telling them to stand back. Of course. Yeah. Telling them to stand by or stand back. Right? It's not a condemnation, is it? Did he undercut the stand back with stand by? You know, if you guys listen to the show for any length of time, you already know. I mix up words all the time. But you know what the meaning is based on the context of the story, right? No, seriously. So, and he doesn't speak normal, what do you want to call it, politicianese? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. We'll finish it up on the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go for it.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white goat. This one for them hood girls.
We are back. Joe Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texty, tweeting, being part of the conversation before I hit the phone. I'm watching, and see, some of you know I have a TV set off my shoulder, and I'm watching these ads, right? And they've got this ad going on in my area against Mike Garcia, and they're calling him a millionaire. And how nasty he is, and he doesn't care about the little people. Well, you know what? If you know his story, he is the little people. He's got the true American dream story, okay? And let's just put it to you this way. If you own a house in California, I mean, in a decent area, and maybe one rental part, you're a millionaire. And Mike started investing in small real estate when he was in, he went into the service shortly after high school. And he started saving up a few bucks. He bought little pieces of property here and there. He actually used a great place to flip property was in California. So he started. Is he a millionaire? No, he's not the millionaire the way they're portraying it. They're showing him in yachts and all this other stuff, which I get a big kick out of. And it's funny because nobody's talking about that with Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi's like a 10, 12-foot wall around her house. Lives with one of the most expensive pieces of property in San Francisco. They're not saying that about her. See, that's what I would love to do. I would love to use the same words that they use on their millionaires. And that's why I say the hypocrisy runs deep. It's fantastic. And we have let them get away with it for so long. And the Democrats have rank and file let them get away with it so long. Is now they're doing it in your face and they're getting away with it. And my next caller will love this because it's the same thing in Boston. My dad, once said of the legislature of Massachusetts, is a week before elections, they could all stand out on the state house, flipping the bird to the Massachusetts residents and saying, you know what? Vote us in so we can screw you some more. He said they would all get elected. He's a Democrat. He's a lifelong Democrat. He votes Republican, but he's a lifelong Democrat. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they can't make the change on paper or whatever it is. But it's just, and it's true. It's almost like it's in the DNA, and they can't get away from it. Ken from Massachusetts, thanks for joining me. Am I right? I mean, seriously.
I don't know. I think Massachusetts is slowly turning red, and they don't like it.
Really? I'd love to see that.
Yeah. one of the local leftist radio, you know, stations over here, they did a poll, and Trump won by like 10 votes. Just asking people who you're going to vote for, blah, blah, blah. And the poll, actually, Trump, we got more Trump voters out here than what I thought.
Yeah, so Ken, when he uses, this is what I've been telling people for a long time. I'm from Boston. I get the way Trump talks. I may not always like the way he approaches stuff, but I get the way he talks. I'm not offended by the way he speaks. Are you?
Nah. Joe, when you look at it, look at the way he's gotten attacked, right? And they call him a bully. Was he not getting bullied last night?
Oh, they were double teaming him last night. You don't get more bullying than that, do you?
Exactly. So you're going to act the way you're going to act when you're getting bullied. So if somebody's attacking me, and you're coming at me like that, I'm like, and I'm gonna shove it right down your throat and tell you like it is.
I agree with you. So ultimately, how did you feel about the debate? Was there any substance there? What did you walk away from it with?
I like the fact that Trump exposed this kid, the Hunter Biden, with the you want to talk about collusion. He talked about the Chinese and the Russian connection with his kid Hunter. And another thing, I called you a couple of weeks back about the voter fraud.
Yep.
About how Trump mentioned, and I wanted to talk to you about that too. I told your producer too that I didn't know. I mean, we knew this was going on. We knew this was countrywide. We knew that there's always been some kind of discrepancy with the voter. But they don't want to talk about, they don't want to talk about the Obama. And when the Black Panther Party was out the polling stations to make sure you voted. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. And no charges were levied against him. And it wasn't like they were standing out front with signs, right? They had, not sticks, they had almost like baseball bats in their hands, didn't they?
Yeah, they were walking around. You know, they were doing that distance away. But a couple of times they had to be told. See, a lot of people don't remember this and don't want to talk about this. Where, you know, certain ballots, like I said, in my district, nobody's talking about it locally around here because, remember I told you about that whistleblow? I don't know if you had fact-checked that when I had called you last time.
We had two people looking into it. And the problem is you can't get anybody really to speak up about it.
You see what I'm talking about? And nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah. You know,
it's going on, Joe. It's going, the whole New England area, it's going on.
Oh, yeah. No. They're worried. They can't believe that they could lose to this guy. It's going to be driving them crazy. Look, in California, they do a new citizens process. They're not doing it up close and personal anymore, but you know they bring in 100, 200 of these people. And what I kept trying to tell them is, look, when they come out of the event, immediately they give them voter registration cards. And they give them a little packet, you know, welcome to America kind of thing. But we have caught cycle after cycle after cycle, when they're passing these out, Democrats already checked off on the voter registration card. And when you dig a little deeper, you know what you find out? That the SEIU employees are the ones that set up these booths and get them ready for the day. No surprise there, is there?
No, and then why do you think Trump mentioned, I want the poll watchers there? The poll watchers are there, then they get kicked out. Why are the poll watchers there? They're not bothering nobody. But what is okay for Obama's new Black Panther Party, whatever that, you know, correlation is, it was okay for them to stand out their precincts and intimidate people to go vote.
Yeah, so we, I actually did a whole day marathon with the Election Integrity Project, and there's a whole list. I'm going to put it up on my website. There's a whole list of things to watch out for, calls you can make. And, you know, President Trump, God bless him, he's amassing a legal team across the country so that when it comes to voter fraud, you're going to have a number to call, and you're going to be able to tell them what's going on and where, and they're going to jump right on it. They're going to challenge these things, and it's about time, because they're going to try to steal this big time. But Ken, when he wins again, the violence is going to escalate, don't you think?
That's what scares me. I warned a couple of people because I do a lot of research through there, Joe. I warned a lot of people. We not only got, you know, the low solar minimum. I urge people to research that. People think it's climate change. I think it's BS. I believe we're in a low solar minimum period. You know, I'm a smart guy. We've got a lot of smart guys over here. You know that.
Oh, yes. You know Ken,
you can Ken, research I have, that.
Ken, I have a joke about Boston, growing up in Boston. I said, we have more higher learning facilities than anywhere else in the country, and yet we still murder the King's English. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I know.
Great colleges.
I'm a victim of that too, Joe. I'm a victim of that too.
I know. But listen, no. Thanks for the call, and I appreciate. See, you're one of the guys I talk about on a regular basis, saying you've got to do your own homework. You really do, because you're not going to get the. You'll get bits and pieces from guys like me and other people, but you're not going to get the truth in mainstream media. Or what you see coming across your smartphone.
No Fox News, like you were saying earlier, Joe. No Fox News, no mainstream media. Go research it. Go,
yep.
You know, to these. I get a lot of, I watch TV personally. I do the YouTube. I do a couple of the talk show hosts like you and other people. But you'd be surprised, you know, people knock YouTube, you know, and a lot of these people. And I go fact check the stuff off of YouTube. And a lot of these guys are talking the truth. Because when I go research it, it comes out to be pretty accurate.
Well, the one guy who's going to have on, Pete Santilli, the last, you know, he's having technical difficulties, he can't connect to the show, but he's one of the guys that they pulled off of YouTube because he was showing the unadulterated truth and actually putting it up on YouTube. We went from 40 to 50,000 views an hour on YouTube. Now you can barely find us on YouTube. So that's the only irritation I have with YouTube, is you got to know what you're looking for and know where to go find it, or they're not going to help you find it. Hey, Ken, I got to get rolling. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate you listening, and I appreciate the call, man.
Thank you.
So, and Ken is right. You hear me say it all the time on the show. Do a little of your own homework. I know some of you say, oh, I got a job. I haven't got time for all this. Yeah, but you do. You have a time to make sure you take care of your kids, your grandchildren, and so on. Don't leave them. You know, it's funny. In my community, I've worked years to kind of shore up the political parties the political process, make sure that it's fair and honest. And the young people coming into these positions, a lot of them don't want to deal with the nasties. I don't even know what to call it, but the nasties that go on in politics. Well, then you're going to lose. You're going to lose the community. You're going to lose your communities. And I think you're going to find there's a lot more of you out there than there are of them. They're just louder. I really believe that. I tell you guys all the time, I wear a shirt that says, Russia made me do it, or Stand for America on the weekends. I go into Lowe's and Home Depot. I have a mask that says, Trump 2020, keeping us safe and great. You can buy those at my website. I get more thumbs up from people you would never think would give you a thumbs up on Trump. All right, I've had the kids at the supermarkets, the people working there will grab me and say, where do I get that mask? So I'm telling you, don't lose heart. Don't believe the polls. We're going to be back with Rick Green from Patriot Academy after this, talk about the debate, obviously, and what you can do to truly get involved, get engaged, and make sure they don't steal this election from us. We'll be back in a little bit.